Father, may I speak in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've been on a journey for a few minutes now since we started this very carol service. A different kind of journey altogether, if I may call it liturgical journey. The journey exploring the story about the season we are in. This journey about the good news. We saw in the readings read this evening, the shepherd said, "I bring good news to you." We've had Isaiah the prophet prophesy concerning this very message. Prophesied concerning this very good news. During the time of Ahaz, one of the kings of Judah, that same message, we have it in the gospel according to Luke, we read as well. The angel came to Mary and gave her the same good news. The news still came back again in the same gospel, confirming what was prophesied. A king, a savior, giving birth to. What was spoken or foretold in the book of Isaiah as a prophecy came to life in the Gospel of St. Luke. The angel appeared again to the shepherd while they were keeping over their flock at night. Something had happened in Bethlehem. When they saw the angel, they were terrified. The angel told them, "Do not be afraid. It is about a good news." We've navigated through our songs, emphasizing on that same good news. A savior, God, as emphasized in the scripture we read, he was called a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, Prince of Peace, who humbled himself, chose to be born, because he is God. He knew what was to come. He would have arranged to be born in one of the famous cities of the world, but he chose to be born in that smallest of the two clans that made up Judah, Bethlehem. And he moved further to be born in a stable, kept in a manger. What a humble savior. That's the good news. That's the message of Christmas, and that is the reason why we are here today. It didn't stop at that being given birth to. Unpacking the whole story, that same baby Jesus grew up to fulfill a purpose. The purpose for his coming to dwell among us. And that is the central point of Christmas message. The message of salvation. He died on the cross. He died most humiliating death. The death of being hung on a cross for the sake of me and you to be reconciled to the Father. And that's the good news. To some of us, Christmas is all about arranging for travels. Well, that's good. Having Christmas trees in our homes. Planning the kind of meal we will have on the Christmas day. They are wonderful. Of course, it reminds us that we are celebrating someone important. But beyond that, we are called to see beyond all this preparation. We are called to find a space in the midst of our busyness, trying to get things sorted, to reflect on the reason why that child was given to us. And that is when Christmas will make meaning even to that one who gave his life on our behalf and to us who are following his footsteps. God in Christ lavished his love upon us, and he is still doing that, and because we are living every day in the love of Christ. We are called this Christmas season to reflect on the meaning of that love that has been lavished on us and is still being lavished on us. He has given us his life so that we'll be redeemed, and he's calling us to give back our lives to him. In giving our lives to him, we'll be able to walk in that light that he has brought into the world. How do we mean? Making him the Lord of our lives. So that darkness he has crushed through his death will no longer hover over us. And we will walk in the light that he brought into the world. Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. There is need to give him back our lives. That's the essence of responding to the love he's showering on us for our own good. We are equally called to exhibit this love, even in this Christmas season, and all through our journey on earth here as Christians, to ourselves, our neighbors, and people we find in difficulties on our way. Jesus is calling us to respond in this year's carol service to that love he has given to us by giving our lives humbly as he humbled himself back to him, for him to be the Lord of our lives. Let us pray.